Vayter in Shas. We are on Daf Beis of Maseches Nazir. Mazel tov for all those who finished Maseches Nedarim, and welcome to all those who are joining us for, and welcome back for all those who are joining us for Maseches Nazir. Okay, so first and foremost, a Nazir is somebody who takes upon themselves that they are, a Nazirus means various things, they're not allowed to become Tamei Mase, they can't cut their hair, they can't drink wine or products of grapes. That we're going to get a lot more into as we go along. I just want to give you a quick overview of what we're going to be dealing with today, and then we'll start. So, the Mishnah is going to be talking about not only if a person says they're a Nazir, but alternate forms of that, known as Kinuyim. That's if they have other wordings of Nazir. And then we're going to go into something known as Yados. Yados is like a Yad, means a hand. So let's say you pick up a pot. You don't pick up the pot, but you pick up the handle of the pot comes along with it. That's what we're going to discuss. That is the Mishnah. The Gemara is then going to go and ask a quick question of, why is Nazir found in Seder Nashim? By women, Nazir, we know that when a person finishes in the Nazirus, he has to cut his hair and he has to bring different karbanos. So why isn't it mentioned in Kachim? We're going to answer that and then move on to the why is it that we start by talking about Kinuyim and then we go into explaining Yados. So we say like Kinuyim, Yados, and we explain Yados and then Kinuyim. Why don't we go in order? Kinuyim, Yados, and Kinuyim, Yados. Then we're going to bring different rayas as per why we do that, and then we're going to bring rayas against that and ultimately say you're right, it can go either way. It depends on the circumstance, as we will explain. Then we're going to address the topic of the Yodayim Mochichos or not, that whether or not a Yad is something which clearly we say that, oh, if you're talking about the Yad, then it means it itself. You have to be more explicit. And then we're going to discuss another idea which comes off that about beautifying mitzvahs. All right, let us begin. Zok the Heilige Mishnah. Kol kinuyim, kinuyei, all alternate forms, kol kinuyei nizirus kinizirus, all alternate forms of Nazirus are like Nazirus. Ha'omer ahei, like for now, if someone goes ahead and says ahei, which means I shall be, he doesn't really say what he's saying over here. Harei a Nazir, this is considered a Nazir. Oh, ahei nar, he says, I'm going to be good looking. Then Nazir, this works as a Nazir. Nazik, Naziach, Paziach, these are all Lishonos of Kinuyim. Then Hariz a Nazir, it works as a Nazir. Hareini Kazev, someone says, I'm like this. Hariz a Misalsel, I'm going to be Misalsel. Hareini Michalkel, Hare Alai Lishalech Pera, then Hariz a Nazir. All these are Nazir. The Gemara is going to explain each one of these cases. Hare Alai Tziporim, someone says that there will be birds upon me as a carbon. Rabbi Meir Omer Nazir is considered Nazir, Chomer Omer Nazir, it is not a Nazir. One more thing I forgot to mention in the beginning is that Rashi here, according to most, is not considered Rashi. He's called a Mefarish, but we'll see. We'll go through Rashi. Tosos different depending on timing. Okay, now, Zok the Heilige Gemara. Michti, let's see. Tana Besedu Nashim Koi. We find that this is a Nashim. My time at Tani Nazir. Why is Nazir found in Nashim when Nazir is no shaykhis to women in particular? Women can become a Nazir. Why is it in it should be in Kachim? It says Gemara Tana Akrokai is going about the like on the Pasuk. Havahoya im lo simsa chen beine ki matza ba ervas davar. This is talking about a man who marries a woman and then he finds that maybe she was adulterous. And now, this is what it's telling you. Mi garam laver, what caused her to do the aveira that she was involved with adultery? Yayin, it's wine. V'ka'amar, and therefore it's coming to tell you, kolaroa sota b'kilkula. Now she has to go through the whole process of sota when she's accused of being involved with something not okay. She's warned that she has to go through the whole process of sota. And we say, kolaroa sota b'kilkula, yazir etzam in the yayin. He should make himself into a nazir and separate himself from wine. Therefore, we have this idea coming from women, and therefore we connect it here as well. Okay, Pasach b'kinuyim, v'farish yados. Now the Gemara says, hold on 1 second. We opened up by saying, kol kinuyim niziros kiniziros, and then we went into ha'omer ahei, which is a yad. So you went into starting with niziros, and then we started to explain yados. What is going on? Now, we didn't even say the word yados. We just started explaining yados without even saying it. What's happening? Amarav vitimekdis. Rav says some say it was kedi, which is either a particular person or just a generic name. Chisuri mechsevachdin. We're missing something. This is what it means to say. Kol kinuyi niziros kiniziros. All alternate forms of niziros are like niziros. V'yados niziros kiniziros. And yados of niziros are like niziros as well. V'eluhin yados. And these are yados. Omer hey harezin nazir. So once we go ahead and we mention the idea of Yadus and the Chisir Mechsa, so we go ahead and we come to explain it. Says the Gemara, okay, Valifresh Kinuim Bereishim, I don't understand. Let's explain the Kinuim first, because we said like this. We say the idea of Kinuim, then we say Yadus. Then we explain Yadus, and then we do Kinuim. So it goes like 1, 2, 2, 1. Why don't you just do 1, 2, 1, 2, explain in the order. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Tana me'aho me'ahu desalik, because the Tana just picks up where it left off. We say number one, then we say number two. So we explain number two, where we just said number two. Ahu mefarish breisha, therefore we go and we explain it first. Kidatana, like we find a whole list of examples like that. Ba'meh medlikin ma'em medlikin. What can you light with and what can you not light with on Shabbos? Umefarish ein medlikin breisha. So we say 1, 2, 2, 1. Ba'meh tomnim ba'ein tom. What can you go ahead and be tomein? It's to insulate foods and shenshat for Shabbos. And what are you not light? Umefarish ein tomnim breisha. So we go 1, 2, 2, 1. Ba'meh isha yotza ma'ein in yotza. What can a woman go out with on Shabbos, and what can she not go out on Shabbos? That's considered carrying. Mefarsh lo seitz isha bereisha. We do 1, 2, 2, 1. That's the Gemara. Really? Vatanan b'al shei mishnayis that go 1, 2, 1, 2. Vatanan b'me behemi yotze me'ini yotze. What does an animal go out on Shabbos? What did not go out on Shabbos? Mefarsh yotze gamal bereisha. And then it goes explains to the camel can go out at first. Yesh tochel manchilin. There are those who inherit and those who manchilin give over as inheritance. Nochlin v'lo manchilin. Those who inherit but do not give over inheritance, those who will give over inheritance but don't inherit, they don't inherit and they do not give over inheritance, and then it goes and explains those that are nochel and manchil. So it says 1, 2, 1, 2 as well. So why are you saying by us you do 1, 2, 2, 1 and brought me a whole list of mishnayos that show me that? I just showed you mishnayos we go 1, 2, 1, 2. And the Gemara, really we find it in both ways. However, why of your dafka do we do 1, 2, 2, 1? Elohasim over there, there's Mishnayis where we go ahead and we do 1, 2, 2, 1. The Isur de Nafshihu. It's where the Isur is on the person himself. Right? That Isur is on oneself to not be over some sort of Isur. So therefore, Mefarsh Isur de Nafshi Bereisha goes and explains that one first. That's where it's on themselves, where it's clearly a personal issue. Isser. Gabe Behema, when it comes to the idea of the Behema, the Isser ID Behema Hudasi, because the Isser is coming via the animal, Mefarish Heter Beresha, therefore it starts with the Heter first, about what is allowed to be done, and then goes on to the other one. Beep, turn the page, base on my base. Gabe Yesh Nochlin Nami, Yesh Nochlin Nami, Mefarish Iker Nachla Beresha. It goes and explains the basic laws of inheritance first, before talking about all the random stuff, and therefore we go off in the first category of the one who inherits and will give over. Elahacha, but here by our Mishnah, Lifrosh Kinui Bereisha. Okay, so why by us do we not do that? Let's do the Kinuim first. Do 1, 2, 1, 2. What's the fact that you did 1, 2, 2, 1? What's going on? Ella Hainutaima. Hainutaima. This is the reason. Yutaka, right? We should maybe have done that perhaps, but there's a reason. Because Yados, the whole idea of Yados, that they actually work. That the Yad of Naziris is like the Naziris, and Nazir is straight up, I'm a Nazir, and Yadus is something which is just holding onto the handle of it, which is extended from that. Yadus whole, v'asyan lima drusha. How do we know that even works? We learn it from a drusha, and therefore it's chaviv and it's more beloved to us. We saw this in the Darim and Dav Gimel. We saw this in Yavamos, if I'm not mistaken, as well. Yeah, and Dav Beis. When we learn from a drusha, we like to put first. Says the Gemara, okay, so if really you like this whole idea of drasha first, so why are you starting with Kinuim and then going to Yadus? Start with Yadus straight up. Let the Mishnah start with that also. V'lichta v'mereisha, put that first if it's so beloved to you. It says, now, Tana ki maschil, when a Tana starts off, maschil be'ikr carbon. It says for the ikr carbon, which is when a person goes ahead and says, I am a Nazir, that I'm going to be a Nazir. That's a normal type of thing to start off with. That's the normal one. V'ilinyan perusha, when it comes to explaining, then mefarish Yadus perusha, we explain Yadus first, because that is more beloved, because it's learned out from a drasha. Okay, now the next part of the Mishnah, we say Haomer Hey Harez Nazir. Person says I will be, then he's called a Nazir. Dilma Hey Betainis Kamer. Who says anything about Naziris? Maybe a person saying Hey I will be means he's saying I'm fasting. I'm a Shmuel. Kegoncha a Nazir over Lefano. We're talking about a case where a Nazir was walking by him, and then he says Hey I'm going to be. They're clearly saying that he wants to be a Nazir. Oh, must be Lema Kasar Shmuel. Must be a Shmuel holds. Yadayim she'inan mochichos la'avin yadayim. A yad which is not mochiach is not considered a yad. In other words, we're going to see three different stages of way of getting something across. There's the lowest level. A person says a line that you don't even know what he's talking about altogether. Then you have another one which is a partial declaration, it's unclear, but that's called yadayim she'inan mochichos. That not 100%. It's two options. Something walks by and a nazir and a sota. I don't even say I'm a sota, but point is where I don't know which one exactly he's talking about. And then we have one which is more clear. It's called yadayim mochichos. So Even the fact that he says it has to be that this person is passing in front of him must be yadayim, and that you need to have a nazir walking by when he says, hey, for her to actually do something. As Gemara, Amri, not so. Really, we can say his following. Amri, we say, Bizman Shinazir, well, the fun of when the nazir is coming in front of him, there's no doubt as per what exactly he's talking about over here, because Nazir is walking by, clearly he's talking about the Naziris, and not talking about a Tainus. Of a Vadai ain't a Nazir over Lefanov. If a Nazir wouldn't be walking in front of him, Amrina Delma Aheba Tainus coming. Maybe really it's talking about a Tainus. Therefore, the Mishnah is explaining, is talking about a case where the Nazir is passing by when he goes and he makes this statement. So maybe he really holds Yadayim, Shein Mechichos, Havin Yadayim, but this case, we're not talking about a case where it's just stab a statement with no Sheikhas at all. As Gemara V'Dilma Lepotum and Karbono Sav Kamar. Maybe what he meant is, when he said, Ahei, is when he finishes his Naziris, I will give all of his Karbono. So that's what he means. Why do you say that it means that he means becoming a Nazir? This is Gemara D'Kamar Belibo, because we're talking about a case where he says afterwards, he explains that in his heart, he meant that he wanted to become actually a Nazir. Says Gemara Yachi, that's what he says. Then Maile Memra, what Chiddush is over there? Obviously, if he says that. No, because Maile Tema, you may have thought, but Ina Piv Levo Shavin, you need to have that the words and his thoughts, that which is in his heart, are Shavin or equal. And in order to become a Nazir, it has to be pretty clear and straight out that that's what's happening. And if he hadn't said that, then I wouldn't know that. Kamash Malan's come to tell you, not like that. Just saying, hey, is enough for us to say that they're considered equal and now we are good to go. Okay, next part of the we said, hey, no, a Nazir. If someone says, I'm going to be handsome, we say he's a Nazir. Vidilma, what he means is, and no, lefana b'mitzos. That I'm going to be beautiful before Hashem by doing mitzvos. Because the Tanakh, we learned in the Braisa. Ze keli ven veyu. We say in the Pasuk in Shemos, this is my God, I will beautify him. And no lefanav b'mitzvos. I'll make beautiful myself in front of him by doing mitzvos. As lefanav sukkah, I'll make a beautiful sukkah. Lulav na, beautiful na. Tzitzis na, beautiful tzitzis. Echrov lefanav sefer Torah na, beautiful Torah. Ve echriv chena b'shiroi noyim. I'm going to wrap myself in beautiful shirayim, beautiful silk. How do you know that's not what he's saying? Amar Shmuel, Shetafus Messiah. We're talking about the fact that he's holding onto his hair when he said it. Vamar Snan, he says, I'm going to make myself beautiful. The fact that he's grabbing his hair must be his talking about Nizirus and not some sort of extra mitzvah. In fact, the Gemara is just a side point. Nizira Milsa Davera. Nazir Milsa Davera. Being a Nazir is a Milsa Davera. If I'm in Leina, you're saying that's a beautiful thing? How is it a beautiful thing by holding onto the hair and saying such a thing? It's the wrong thing. It's a bad thing to become a Nazir, like we say. We saw in Nidarim, when a person's doing such a thing, making a nazir, we saw in Daf Yud, it's like you're asking yourself from things that are mutter to you. What are you doing over here? Hashem wants to be part of this. Beep, turn the page of Gimel in. Yeah, we could talk about making beautiful. Why? Dafilu Rabbi Elazar Kapper, Dharma Nazir Chote. Even according to the Manda Amr, Elazar Kapper says that making yourself into a nazir is like a sinner. Hani Mili Gabi Nazir Tame. That's only by a nazir Tame. That means a nazir who becomes Tame has to start over his whole process. Daidu Dama Mistar, since he needs to start over his whole thing, destroy everything that he did right now and start over from new. Da'amar Achmana, v'hayomim rishon yiplu kitami nizro. Right? So since he has to forfeit all the days in Nizirus that he did beforehand, like the Pasuk says, v'hayomim rishon yiplu kitami nizro, it has to be falling because that hasimu, in that case, a nazir becomes tamir, because it calls him a sinner. Why? Because doma asi lemeavar. Maybe he's going to not do his Nizirus anymore because he's like, forget about it. It's too much. I put in too much work and therefore no good. Of a Nazir Tar, but someone's a Nazir Tar who actually finishes it off. Lav Chote Karbe is not called a Chote. Even a Belazar Kaprun comes a Chote. Therefore, the Nazir Tar can be called Na'a, beautiful, right? Because this type of Nazir, the Mishnah is talking about when it says that he touches on his hair, and we are going to stop over here, my friends. And I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.